You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Over the past few decades, the San Francisco skyline has undergone a transformation. It's building up. San Francisco now has over 100 buildings taller than 240 feet, and many more are on the way. But many of these high-rises are being built on sandy, unstable ground known to have a high risk of acting like quicksand during an earthquake. And the building codes for these high-rises aren't as strict as the building codes for hospitals or schools. This is what New York Times San Francisco Bureau Chief Thomas Fuller describes as, quote, San Francisco's big seismic gamble. KLW's environment reporter Angela Johnston spoke with Fuller, and she joins me now to share what she's learned. So, Angela, paint us a picture of this seismic gamble.
So right now, where we're sitting at KLW Studios in the Portola neighborhood, southwest corner of San Francisco, we've got this beautiful view of downtown.
Yes, we do.
And you can see all these cranes dotting the skyline. Mm. You can also see all the skyscrapers that have gone up in the past decade. But we're looking at that neighborhood, and it's right on top of very unstable ground. And it's where New York Times San Francisco Bureau Chief Thomas Fuller got inspired to write his most recent feature. Mm-hmm. His office is right in the middle of this, and he started thinking about it when he moved here 2 years ago.
I just looked around, and there was all this construction underway, and I thought, does this make sense? I mean, in a seismic area, clearly someone must have thought this through, and what I found was that it wasn't really, fully studied.
Wasn't really fully studied. That's interesting. So what questions then did Fuller set out to answer with his reporting?
Well, we're all familiar with the big one. We live in earthquake territory. It's going to happen. And Fuller wanted to know, are all these skyscrapers that are now going up, are they actually safe? Mm-hmm. The ones that are up, are they safe? And one scary fact in his story is that there are about 700 buildings in California built in the early 90s that have this welding flaw in their steel frame structure.
We live and work in these buildings, but we're also, the engineers are very aware that in the case of a major earthquake, those are among the most vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Okay, so, but what about the new buildings then? All these new ones we see going up.
You'd think that skyscrapers, buildings that are so high and hold so many people, would have extremely strict earthquake codes,
yes.
Building codes for earthquakes. But Fuller found out that the building codes that apply to skyscrapers don't make them earthquake proof.
We have higher strength requirements for certain types of buildings in California, hospitals, schools, prisons, big venues that, entertainment venues. But we don't have higher strength requirements for high rises.
So, Angela, does this mean that the higher the building, the more unsafe we are?
It really depends on what building you're in. So, like I mentioned before, there are these buildings built before, the early 90s that had this structural flaw, and engineers know that those are more unsafe, but there are some buildings that are sort of designed to sway more. But it also depends what the earthquake is like.
So, a taller building will sway quite considerably, like Salesforce Tower is designed in a very severe earthquake to move about 9 feet at its tip in one direction.
So 18 feet back and forth. And Hannah, you can imagine being at the top of the Salesforce Tower
and sort of riding that out,
going back and forth. And some buildings can even sway more than that. So it doesn't necessarily mean that, the taller the building, the more danger you're going to be in. But as Fuller found, there isn't kind of this universal, really strong building code for skyscrapers in San Francisco. And, one thing that I found really interesting in his article, Fuller quoted Charles Richter, the scientist who invented the Richter scale that's used to measure the power of earthquakes. He said we shouldn't build skyscrapers in California.
Richter said that.
And we're building so many of them now in San Francisco. And one thing that Fuller points out is that's even more risky because of something called liquefaction.
What's that?
So liquefaction happens on sandy, muddy soils, like the ground in Soma, for instance. And that type of ground can behave like a liquid when shaken by an earthquake. The soil basically loses its ability to support tall buildings, kind of becomes like jello. So that's where many of the skyscrapers in San Francisco are built, on ground that's pretty prone to liquefaction. And Fuller reported that at least 100 buildings taller than 240 feet were built in areas of San Francisco that have this, quote, very high chance of liquefaction.
Okay, but can't engineers create models to make sure this doesn't happen?
Well, they can create models, and they do. And there are many models out there. But a model can only show so much. It's still a model. And some engineers think we shouldn't be building so high without more data. And we can't really get more data without more earthquakes. Fuller told me he heard this scary analogy about it.
So there's, you know, one expert that I quote in the story who says this is kind of like building an airplane on paper and then saying, okay, look, you know, I designed this, I built this. Would you like to be the first person to fly in it?
No. So if I work in a skyscraper, if I live in one, am I safe, Angela?
Well, it really depends on who you talk to. There are some engineers who say, yes, the majority of the buildings in San Francisco are safe. Fuller says, you know, the best thing you can do is to think hard about the building that you live or work in. What's the style of the building? What's the ground like underneath it? And start asking questions of the owners and the architects and the builders to see, you know, what would happen in one of these big quakes.
So how can the city justify continuing to build up?
Well, the affordable housing crisis. So for years, San Francisco restricted building height to 500 feet in most neighborhoods, but that's changing. And calls for more affordable, denser, and taller housing, which we're finding may not be the safest, but may be worth it.
Maybe it's just worth the risk. Maybe California has this immediate need to build more densely, and maybe we should just take our chances.
So aside from asking a crystal ball, we don't really know 100% how a huge earthquake would affect all these skyscrapers.
Okay. So what is the city of San Francisco doing about this, though? Is there any action taken to make our skyscrapers safer?
Well, if you know about Millennium Tower and that it's actually leaning a bit to the side and sinking,
right.
Seeing that visible structural vulnerability, late Mayor Ed Lee organized something to look into ways to strengthen the building code. And it's something called the Tall Building Study. Here's Fuller.
They have graduate students who are going into the building inspection department, literally looking through microfiche and trying to put together a more detailed inventory. And this would be the first time that San Francisco would have this detailed inventory on when the building was built, what type of construction it has. So steel frame or concrete frame, as the newer skyscrapers are. And the study will also look at the dynamics of tall buildings next to each other.
When's it coming out?
It's supposed to come out in the fall. And aside from that study, there are also numerous calls to strengthen the building codes in California, putting high-rises in the same category as hospitals, looking to cities in Japan for models where similar earthquake risk, but the buildings are built quite differently there. And there's actually a bill that's been introduced in the California Assembly, and it was introduced in January, that would strengthen the building code. But the cost estimates are about 1% to 5% more. So, you know, we have this housing crisis. You can imagine that if it does cost 5% more, developers may offset that charge by raising rents. Mm-hmm. And so no one wants to pay more for room, but we also really don't want to be unsafe when the next big one hits. So lots of interesting questions to consider, especially after this tall building study comes out.
Right. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks, Hannah.